It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I'm reflecting on ways that I can share my testimonies more. And this came to me as I was watching the recent coverage of ex-tennis pro James Blake be falsely arrested in New York. Maybe you've seen some of the video footage, which I find to be very disturbing. He was tackled to the ground by an undercover New York police officer in a case of mistaken identity. And, you know, in this instance, the surveillance camera is really the primary eyewitness, and it corroborates Mr. Blake's story. And it got me to thinking about giving an eyewitness account. And, you know, part of a spiritual person's walk is being an eyewitness for the Lord. And I think about pre-technology days, if you will, and if I'm to go back to the book of Acts, how you just had everyday men and women whose lives had been touched by the Lord, and they shared their testimonies. And I think what's so important is the fact that there are going to be good-hearted people who cross our paths, maybe well-intentioned or not. They are not going to pick up the word and read it and study it. They are not going to possibly join a good church or a Bible-based church. It's just not who they are. And so they look to feed off of the testimonies of our lives, of my life, of your life. And so we need to give them some, we need to start feeding them some stories that will do that. And the scripture of the day that really says it all is Acts 20:24. But my life is worth nothing unless I use it for telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love. Will you join me today in tapping the shoulder of one or two people and just telling them how God has worked a situation out for you, and you know it was God and only God? Finally, share this B moment as others also desire to be inspired.